welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Reverend Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for building people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong, right to His heart.
We are 10 minutes after 12. You must freely be able to do something. The other day, one nice lady in the church called me and said, "Pastor, you know what? I want to buy water for you, okay, when you finish preaching." And I said to myself, God is speaking to this lady. May God speak to you in the name of Jesus. "Hey, Pastor, why do you want bread with the water?" "Nah." "Nah." No, but I'm telling you, instead of waiting to be called as a slave, this young man said that, make me as one of your what? In other words, you're saying that hitherto I was not interested in your kingdom. Hitherto I was not interested in your business. But now, Daddy, I want to contribute. I want to be a part of it. He said, make me. He wanted to be a servant. He wanted to what? Come and serve. How many people can serve in the house? How many people can make yourself servants? How many of you, I'm asking you a question, how many? Because the road to honor is service. It is part of the road. On that road, you see service. There's devotion, but you also see service. Whew. Are you with me? It's the month of evangelism. Let's listen to this message and then let's close. So that next week, I can tell you something else. Let me give you a few marks of a servant and then we'll go home. Hey! Pastor, may God not be of you. This message is more than kinky. This message, if you can follow it, is going to bring you a reward that is way beyond your imagination. Someone say, amen. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask for. And I prophesy over you that God is about to shock you. I can feel in my spirit that God is about to shock this church. God is about to give somebody a pleasant surprise. Can I hear an amen? God is about to elevate somebody in this place. God is about to make somebody more than he thought he could be. That's why we sing the song, he's able, more than able. Can I speak to somebody? Now, if you want to be a servant, number one, a servant as a master. Some of us, we cannot sit in church for more than 30 minutes. But you can watch Fast and Furious 1, Fast and Furious 2, Fast and Furious 3, Fast and Furious 4, Fast and Furious 5. Who has watched Fast and Furious 6? If you haven't watched it, I have it. You can come for it. I'll give it to you. Fast and Furious. It's nice, though. A servant has what? A master. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 says, a son honoreth his father and a servant his master. Ask somebody, do you have a master? You see, earlier on, this young man, he didn't want to say he had a master. That's why he took off. Nobody can control me. Like the madman of Gadara. No man could bind him. No, not with chains. No master. Some of you, you can't have a master. Say, sit. He can't sit. Number two, a servant is at the beck and call of his master. Beck and call of his master, meaning that beck and call of his master, beck and call of his master. Finish. The master can call you. Some of you, your pastor cannot call you. He is calling, he's begging to see, did I disturb you? Did I call at the wrong time? When he calls, hey, who's this? Who's this? And then your wife will be sitting and the pastor on Tuminda. Of Reverend Ajusa. Number three, a servant executes the command of his master. I've given instructions and instructions have been disobeyed. Carriers. Sometimes a certain instruction can even come and you don't even know why it came. Even the one giving the instruction doesn't even know why. But sometimes it's the Spirit of God behind it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The other day we had some bench outside there. I said, let's take it and bring it inside. Within how many days? Within 2 days after I gave the instruction, somebody had come to steal it. Oh yeah, one of these benches, somebody had just come to steal it. I mean, even when I was even saying it, I didn't know what I was saying, but somebody said, let's bring it inside. Let's just bring it inside. Just like that. You understand? But the people that I was speaking to, they also had their own plans. They will do it, but they will do it in their own time. Sometimes God will tell you something. He's trying to prevent a certain problem. And you dilly-dally with it. You procrastinate. You yourself, you are losing out. May you not lose out in Jesus' name. Number four, a servant cannot be inconvenienced by any job. A servant cannot be what? Inconvenienced by what? Any job. The next one. A servant cannot be embarrassed by his job. The next one. A servant stays below while his master increases. What did Jesus, John say in John chapter 3 verse 30? He said, I must decrease and he must what? Increase. Some people, they don't want to be just like their pastor. They want to have everything. In fact, they want to the point one man of God said, they even want my wife. Yeah, I'm saying it. Be careful the thoughts that occur to you. The prodigal son was not complaining. He was not complaining. His desire was that make me a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. You must have that mindset of a servant, ready to work. I'm preaching a message that is changing your life. Somebody say amen. Listen, the next, a servant does not expect thanks or acknowledgement. A servant does not expect what? Thanks. When a servant does, it's not like thank you. Luke 17 verse 10, that's what it says. You can read it later at home. A servant does not expect thanks. Luke 17 verse 10. The next one. A servant ministers to his master of his substance. A servant ministers to his master of his servant. Do you know Jesus Christ has some ladies who used to give him things? In Luke chapter 8, if you care to know. In Luke chapter 8, from verse 1, 2, and 3, there were some women around Jesus Christ. Mary, let me read for you, said, and certain women which have been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene. Everybody say Mary. This Mary called Magdalene used to have seven demons staying inside her. I'm sure the disciples would be saying, Jesus, are you not afraid of this woman? She's a wild woman. Oh. Don't be afraid of going near your pastor if the Lord is touching your heart. Don't be afraid of what people will say. Don't be afraid of what people will say. People say. Sometimes their pastor's wives who even become barriers to their husband's ministries. If you are going to marry a pastor, think about it. Because they are more than terminator. Any woman that comes around their husband, then a certain Doberman, Alsatian spirit comes in. Who is that? And then they look at, and they call their husband and say, don't you think that you are getting too close to that lady? Sometimes they may be right. But sometimes it's just a certain canal thing that has come. And then they lift their finger like that. And they go to the keyboard. And they are looking for something called delete. So that they can delete that servant from their husband's life. So that they don't know that they are even cutting short their husband's ministry. Then they press delete. When you marry a pastor, be careful of how often you press the delete button. Hey! There was Joanna, there was Susanna, and many others which ministered unto Jesus of their substance. Luke 8 verse 3. Listen, this is the part that we'll close with. And for us to close it, we're going to read verse 24 of Luke 15. A servant has a reward. A servant has a reward. We'll close with that. Because I want you to begin to think about the reward. I want you to begin to think about what was in the Father's house. So that you, when you are saying, make me, you do it with conviction. I want you to begin to think of what goodies God has for you. I believe God has good things for me. Is there anybody here who agrees with me? Is there anybody who is thinking the same? That God has some good things for you. So you have no business messing up. Can you imagine, I said tomorrow I'm taking you to La Palm. 5-star hotel. And I'm going to give you 5-course meal. I'm going to give you starters. What kind of starters do you want? Fried wonton, Peking soup, sweet and sour corn soup. For starters, we benum keke. Then we bring a What? Chicken wings or buffalo wings. Starter. And all this is waiting for you. Then the main meal. Chicken cordon bleu. Oi! That's the chicken that's prepared to the highest standards. Karia basha kataka brusukotonea. Oi! Messi mede oko, la pam. Enibria. Nevi. Obidi. Nkati cake. Any achumo. Any ablukaklo. Any dokum putoi. Or the abesi winim. Na udi tafri tafri. Unsa. Meanwhile, the 5-course meal is waiting for you. Are you thinking about this? You see, the devil comes to tell you that there's nothing like that. But I came to oppose the words of every demon that is speaking to you. I came to pull down every stronghold, telling you that a servant has a reward. A servant has a reward. That's why Jesus Christ's Bible says that he was given a name that is above every name. Listen to this young man as we close. He asked his father to make him a what? A servant. But do you know what his father did? From verse 24, I realized that his father said nonsense. It's not in the Bible, but I believe his father said, What do you mean, servant? What do you mean, servant? God is telling somebody, what do you mean, servant? His father said, and in response to the older son, he said, for this my son was dead. Not this my servant. Not this my new laborer. Not this, my new laborer, but this, my son. And in order for us to conclude the story, we have to know that there was a party. I see God organizing a party for you. I see God celebrating you. I see God lifting you up. I see God preparing a place for you that is so different from where you were that you will not be able to handle it. I see God taking you higher and higher. I see God supplying all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I see God making you the apple of His eye. I see God making you the head and not the tail. I see God, lift up your hands wherever you are. And receive. I see God making you a vessel of gold and silver. I see God making you a vessel of honor. Where there was dishonor, where there was disrespect, where there was grime, dirt, where there was squalor, where there was waste. Where there was dirt, I see God elevating you. I see God shining you. I see God making you a vessel of honor. A vessel that is elevated. A vessel that is set on high. And not only that, a vessel that is set apart, sanctified. When they are looking for people, they will go looking. You may be the last one to apply for that job. But they will give it to you. You may be the last one to apply for that contract, but they will give it to you. You may be the last one, but they will say no for some reason. May they call you. May they call you. And may they offer you something wonderful. May things around you begin to work as you say, make me. Make me. May you be prepared. May the Lord prepare you. May the Lord prepare your mind. May the Lord prepare your body. May the Lord prepare your spirit. May the Lord prepare your finances. May the Lord prepare you so that you can be right and appropriate and meet. Not for the Roman citizens' use, not for the pig's use, but for the master's use. I want you to give the Lord a shout. Say yes. Put your hands together. Stand to your feet as we close. Maria shakata kabro sokotori kebro sokotonia. Shinere be kebro sokotonde. Maria shakata kabro sokotonde. Melt me Break me, mold me, and fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Spirit,
oh yes, Lord.
Sing
it as a prayer to God.
Sing
it as a prayer to God.
Fall afresh on me.
Fall afresh on this
Spirit
church
of the living God. Spirit of the
and you say, no, my God is good. Put your hands together and you may take your seat.
Amen.
We want to close this.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Reverend Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323, 0274-140-073, 0242-262-694. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Ola, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Thursday evenings, we meet from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055, +233-26767-6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.